making everything more slippery. My week has been like always, you know, just work and come home and take work on floggers and whips and stuff. I got a couple orders, so I'm working on those and just been trying to stay busy. Keep my head out of the clouds, you know, just stay focused on working, doing stuff with the road, with insurance stuff, pretty much it though. With who?
I don't understand why when I asked you gave me so many different answers.
If I slept with Marley, you said?
Yeah, that's fair. Is that why you might have not said anything?
When did I ever tell you I slept with Marley?
You didn't. I'm asking.
I don't even know why that would even come out of your mouth. I don't remember having a fight with you. I mean, we talked and stuff, but I never had a fight with you. No, I slept with a woman at fair, but it was not Marty. I don't even know why you would say that.
Just
because
I remember you said something about, you know, you guys
flirted
around
there,
so.
Oh, yeah, in the beginning. But that has nothing to do with anything like that. It's fucking weird to even say some shit like that. Well, that's fine if you don't think it's weird, man, but, I mean, if you have a question, just ask it. Like,
that's what I
asked. Well, I told Seth with somebody in October at fair. It wasn't Marty, that's for damn sure.
Girl who thinks everybody hates her and puberty just needs to get its ass going.
No one's saying that. I'm not saying that.
Yeah, you say it every time. It's not like.
What do I say every time? The thing where you, when you get older, you'll make more sense to you?
It's not even what it'll make more sense to you. You just tell me it'll change when you get older.
No, I say things change for people. I'm not saying that that's the case. I mean, some people it changes, some people it doesn't.
I know, but we literally have the conversation where you've told me that over so many things, and I keep telling you to stop.
Okay.
And even in that same conversation, you were like, well, I guess it just means you don't love me that much.
I never said that.
You did.
No, I didn't. You're putting words in my mouth.
No, I'm not.
I never said that. I would never say that to you. That's bullshit. I would never say something like that to you.
You said what?
That's very mean to say to somebody. I would never say that to you. Don't even say that. I'm totally not going to accept you saying that. That's not true. You must have made that up in your head or you thought that, but that's not what I said. I would never say that, anything like that towards you. I'm
no,
not.
You
didn't. No, I didn't. I didn't.
Maybe not in those exact words, but. You have said something about like when two people love each other and they're in a relationship, and then you said maybe you just don't love me that much.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nope. Sorry. Nope. No way. That's mean. I'm not mean like that, dude. I don't use sex against people. I don't use things against people. That's not me, dude. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. I don't even know why you're saying that. I know the conversations we have. I remember everything I said, and I'm very good at owning up with the things I say, and that's not something I said. I would never say that to you. That's fucked up to say to somebody.
Then why would I think that you said it?
I don't know. You're the one thinking and not me. I didn't say it.
Well, what did you think you said?
I don't even know what I think I said. That's not what
you
I said, though. Sweetheart, I'm not going to sit here and have an argument about what I said or what I didn't say. I don't remember what I said 5 minutes ago. I'm not going to remember what I said to you a week ago. But I know that I don't say shit like that. And another thing is, I work very hard and I try very hard to provide a foundation for you to be able to talk to me about things and for us to really get through things. And I thought that what I was doing was that exactly. And when I say things to you, I figure there's a lot of things that trigger you that I'm saying. Because a lot of things I do say trigger you, and I notice that, and I know it does. And I don't flip out, I don't get mad, I don't get angry when you get like the way you are right now, where you're saying, oh, you say this, and you say that, and you do this, and you do that. Because I am not trying to like push you away from me. I'm not trying to like piss you off. I'm trying for you to like get over those things and whatever those triggers are, like, for you to work over them and me help you with them. But you constantly keep saying that I'm saying things. And then you always take everything I say and you take it out of context and you say that how dare me make things about me and how I can't feel a certain way about how you feel. Of course I can. Who are you to tell me I can't feel a certain way about how you feel? If you're sad and if you love somebody and that person is sad and that makes you sad because they're sad, that's normal. For you to tell me that I can't be sad because you're sad, that's bullshit, dude. That's totally hypocritical of you, because that's basically, you're telling me that I'm doing that to you when you're the one that's doing it to me on the phone and your text messages. Like, it's fucked up. Am I blowing up in your face about it? No, I'm not even tripping on that, you know? Like, I've been there, done that. I've had relationships where women do that to me, and it's just like, you know what? It's a trigger. It can't be anything else, because I know what I'm doing. I know how hard I'm working on trying to be a good guy. I know how hard I'm trying to work on providing a space for you to be safe and for you to explore your feelings as dark as they are and not be judged and not be looked at. Like, I'm looking at everything and I'm just going, okay, you know what? There's a lot of hurt in this girl and I'm here for you. And it's like, the more I'm here for you, the more you push me away. And that's what I've noticed. The more I'm there for you, the more help I get. I gave you money for your dog. I've given you money for gas. I've given you money for whatever the fuck. I've given you money for groceries. I've gone grocery shopping with you and given you money. So, like, all these things you say about me are like, what the fuck, dude? You know what I mean? Like, it's retarded. I don't understand. And then you're telling me, like, I can't even use the word retarded because it makes you feel some kind of way. You know? And then you getting on my case because I misgenderfied or classified your roommate on accident. Not like something like, it's like heart, like, let's say my heart as mean or something. Like, that shit's fucked up, dude. Why don't you just go around and telling everybody to say something, just slap them in the face and say, oh, none of you are allowed to talk and say anything no more. Like, why don't you just go do that then? You know, I'm over here looking at everything that I'm doing. I'm looking at everything that I say, and I'm being critical about my shit. I'm like, dude, you fucked up. You said this thing. I was messed up. I beat myself up about it, and I tried to apologize for it, and you just made me feel like shit about it. Like, you literally drilled me that day on the balcony about it. I understand it's a very important thing to you, and it means a lot to you, but not everybody feels the same way. You don't have to like something about somebody. Listen, let me finish. Don't interrupt me, please. You don't have to like something about somebody, but you have to respect it. And there's a lot of things that I don't like, but I respect about you. And I don't sit here and talk shit to you about them. But it seems to be like, for you, it's okay for you to tell me what's wrong with what I do and what I say and how I think. And that's not cool. And, like,
Didn't you just do that to me, though?
I'm sorry, what?
Didn't you just do that to me?
What did I just do to you? No, I'm telling you exactly what you said that I may not like. No.
That conversation we had about Selena, how we talked about it, and how I let you say your feelings, and I told you I wasn't mad about it.
Yeah, that's fine.
And I didn't mean why.
No, I understand that. But I'm bringing it up because I want to, because I need you to understand that, like, situations like that. That's fine. Yeah, but
I guess it doesn't fucking matter.
Oh, it all matters. It all matters. If I can't talk to you about this, then what the hell, dude? I gotta talk to you about it. I'm not. Conversations don't just end because we talked about it. There's things that I feel like I didn't even get to say to you because I felt like you just had the last word and you were just like, okay, we're done talking about it and that's it. So I stayed quiet. And now that I want to talk about it, y'all all of a sudden you have a problem with it. It's like, what? But you want to bring up stuff that we did a week ago, that we talked about a week ago. It's like, and then you're talking about shit that I'm just like, really, dude? Like, that's something to talk about? Like, how is that? How are those things that you're talking about, like, life, threatening, you know, kind of things for relationships? Like, there's bigger things in the world to be more upset about and arguing about. And I'm not trying to diminish what you're talking about or what you're saying, but, like... No, I'm not. I'm talking to you. I'm expressing myself. Don't tell me what I am. Don't put words in my mouth. Don't tell me how I feel and what I feel. I'm telling you what I think. I'm telling you how I feel about certain things. You should be able to respect that. You should be able to hear me instead of criticizing and judging me about it and saying, oh, I'm wrong, blah, blah, or I'm trying to make you feel bad. I'm not trying to make you feel bad. I'm just trying for you to hear what I wanted to say and didn't get a chance to. Just because the conversation happened however long ago and I didn't get to say something doesn't mean I can't bring it up later time and tell you about it. Just how you do it, I can do it too. You know? And it's like, I don't even understand why, like, when I tell you something like that, it triggers you and it bothers you, you know? It's like, I would like for you to not be triggered by these things. But you know what? I can't do that. I can't just push a magic button and you not be triggered by certain things. So I'm trying to work on it, but... I told you that like one or two times, and then we had this conversation about sex stuff, and you were like, okay. And the last time I talked to you about it, I even said, you know how I always tell you how in the future, da da da. This is kind of like one of those moments. You know, I didn't even tell you straight up, you know what, in the future you're gonna change. None of that. I brought it up, and I even brought it up like nicely in a way that was soft, and then I said what I said. You're making it sound like I just blatantly told you, hey, you know what? You're going to fucking change when you get older, because that's what happens when you get older.
Yeah, that's what you did.
Well, if that's how I made you feel, I apologize for that. But that's not what I said. And I didn't say it in that manner either. And another thing is,
like, you know, I'm not even going to say that because it's just going to make even more mad. So I'm just not even going to bother with that. But, you know, I get that I trigger you, and you know, I'm not trying to like argue with you when I do trigger with you, but I do want you to talk to me about it, like we do, and get over it, and like really like come to a place where we can both talk about what we want to talk about, and it not be a bad thing, you know. And it's not like something I bother you about all the time. Whenever you tell me not to touch you, I don't touch you. You tell me you want your space, I give you your space. You don't want to talk about something? I shut up right away when I don't talk about it. So I don't understand where all this is coming from. Like, do things bother you that much that, like, if I even breathe on it, like, it triggers you that bad? Like, because if that's the case, then I'll understand more and I'll be more, you know, more careful, and I'll try not to, like, really trigger you. But, like, at the same time, like, you can't be ghosting me for a fucking week just because you feel like it, you know what I mean? Or you don't feel like talking to me or something. I wouldn't do that to you. That's fucked up. You know, like you need to learn certain things about how relationships work for you to have a good relationship with somebody. It's not just about what bothers you and triggers you, and then that's it. And don't ever do it again. Like, no, that's not how it works. I don't know what kind of relationships you think, you know, or how you think relationships work, but that's not how they work, dude. That's not how they work. You know, if a man challenges you or something, like, you shouldn't, if you feel like I challenge you in some ways, like I'm not doing it disrespectfully, but at the same time, you should be like, well, fuck, at least he loves me enough to challenge me a little bit. You know, he's just not gonna let me walk all over him and shit.
I think we have entirely different perspectives of each other's problems.
And that's fine. We can talk about it, and I can learn more about your perspective. You can learn more about my perspective. You know. I've never shut you down, sweetheart. I'm always open-minded. I always hear you out. I never told you, shut up, don't talk about that. I never told you, oh, stop bothering me about that shit. You do, though. You tell me, don't talk to me about that. Don't tell me about this. I don't want to hear that. And even then, I stopped talking to you about
it.
Huh?
Since when?
Since when what?
Since those words come out of my mouth about anything
look, dude, I'm talking about how I am and what I do and how I do things. I'm not talking about what I've said and when I've said it. Is that okay? I just want you to understand that. I'm not here to tell you that you said this, you said that. I'm talking about how I deal with things and how I deal with situations with you that make you uncomfortable.
Give me specifics. How you deal with
things. Specifics about what? I deal with things in the moment.
You're telling me that I've been doing something incredibly cruel to you? So
no, I never said you did something incredibly cruel. What is it with these words you're putting in my mouth again? When the hell did I say you were incredibly cruel to me?
I
just told you that when.
The way you want to deal with them.
Say that again?
We just told me that I told you to stop dealing with things how you want to deal with them or whatever.
Nah, dude. You're totally lost. You don't even understand what you're saying, dude. I never said that, man. Like, I'm telling you, like, I really, you know, let it be whatever you want. Say whatever you want. Feel however you feel about it. Whatever. I'm just going to get off my chest. I just think you've had so much neglect in your life that anything that comes towards you that's good and positive scares you. And it scares you bad. And I do nothing but positive things. Yeah, I fuck up sometimes and I slip. And I can own that. And I do own it. And I try very hard not to do it again. Very hard not to do. And if I come close to doing it in a different kind of way, I try to not do it anymore. I talk to Richard about this shit all the time. Bro, tell me the truth, bro. Am I a fucking asshole? Am I doing shit wrong? Because if I am, I want to be responsible for it. I want to own up to it. But there comes a point where there's certain things that people complain about or people make a big deal about that you're just like, you know, me personally, with the experience that I have in relationships and the relationships that I've been, all the people that I've been with and the women that I've been with and the people that I've interacted with on friendships and personal relationships and prior relationships and all that, I've learned a lot about people, man. I've learned a lot about understanding, and I've learned a lot about hearing people out and not being judgmental, and I've learned a lot about me being an asshole to people and how not to be an asshole to people. So I find it very hard when you tell me the things you say about me or the things that you say that I do to you, that I'm actually doing these things. And then you make it sound like I'm doing to you constantly. It's like every little thing I say bothers you. It's like, why can't I just go hang out with you and have a great day and just be happy and that's it. And I get a call from you 3 days. Oh, you know what? You said something that bothered me so much. And I'm over here thinking for the past few days that everything's great. And they're like, no, I got to tell you something. You did something that made me mad. And I'm just like, well, fuck. And I appreciate that.
Back.
And you have. You have. I mean, I never say you don't.
I'm just overwhelmed, okay? That was the...
And I understand you're overwhelmed. You have a lot to deal with. A lot. A lot of emotional shit you had to deal with. But I think you should also consider that I'm your partner. And as your partner, I'm here for you. And where you would normally shut other people out, you should not be shutting me out. Because how what?
If you had to go get STD tested in your apartment.
I have. I've done all that shit. I've done worse. What are you talking about, woman? You act like I'm fucking 40 years old. What do you think? My life has been a fucking Jolly Rancher, dude? If you only knew the shit that I've done in my life, you wouldn't even be saying that shit right now, dude. The horrors that I've had to endure. Oh, well, tell me, where are you?
Every little thing that I try to bring up, I can let you talk, but if I try to bring something up that's upsetting to me, it's, oh, no, you're wrong. I didn't do that. I'm not like that.
I never said you were wrong, and I never said that I wasn't like that.
You said I was wrong earlier when I...
When did I say you were wrong? I never once said you were wrong. I don't think you're wrong for anything you do or say. I think you're wrong about what you say about me, but that's a different story. That's my opinion. I'm entitled to that. I can say that to you. You're not here for what? You're not here for a relationship, or you're not here for to talk to somebody, or what?
A little bit of both.
Yeah? Maybe you should just not be in relationships at all, then. It doesn't seem like you're ready for relationships, period. Like, maybe you should probably just work on yourself, like, really work on yourself. You know?
And that was my plan.
Your plan can still work with somebody in it. It's just you have to be willing to let them help you. If you don't want to let them help you, that's, you know, it's up to you. It's your prerogative, dude.
You're not wrong about that.
And you're a bit stubborn, dude.
Mm-hmm. So are you.
But I'm stubborn in a cute way. I know, but I can own it, and I know that. You know, and it's okay if you don't like what I say and I don't like what you say. I mean, fuck, bro. Like I said, like, you don't have to like it. You just have to respect it. And I love you enough and care about you enough that I respect the things you say. And just because I don't agree with you doesn't mean I don't respect you. You know, and I told you time after time that, like, if I say something that bothers you, just bring it up. And I promise you, I'm not going to tell you to shut up and don't say those things. I've never done that. I never told you, oh, you know what, I'm tired of you because this is too difficult. Oh, I'm tired of this and I'm tired of that. Like, I don't talk to you like that, dude. You know, it's not, I'm not telling you you don't know anything. I'm not telling you that you're not smart or anything like. But for sure, when it comes to relationships, I think I have the upper hand as far as like how to deal with certain things. And I don't think you like that. And I don't think you have experience to tell me that I don't. And it's like, I felt like maybe if I built trust with you and I gave you a place with me to be safe and to feel safe and to be able to talk about things, that you would give me that kind of like that kind of guidance or that kind of power to like help you through things, like where you could just say, you know what, I can close my eyes blindly and hold your hand and you're gonna pull me through this shit. And believe me, I will. But if you can't do that or you don't feel comfortable doing that, I understand, dude. It's not for everybody. It's cool. But if you're gonna break up with somebody, break up for like, you know, break up because it's really not good for you. Don't break up with somebody because like you just can't handle it or you can't deal with it. But if that's how you want to do, I mean, go about it, then fine, you know. I respect it. I don't like it, but I respect it.
I genuinely think we just have different perspectives on the world.
Obviously. That's a good thing.
Not always in a good way. Not always in a good way.
So we talk about it, then. We talk about it down the spot. We squash it, or we figure it out, or we say what it is, or we agree to disagree, and or we agree to not talk about it no more. But these are things that happen to all relationships. Fucking everybody, it happens to. Relationships aren't perfect. They're not easy. They're not a walk in the park. They can be sometimes, but you know, they're not usually. You know, people have issues, people have problems, people have pasts and you know, traumas and shit. That's what makes the road bumpy sometimes in a relationship. But as long as two people want to work on it and they want to be there with each other because they like each other and they love each other, and that's all that really matters, dude. But I guess, you know, I mean, the love I have for you is strong enough to keep me here and to endure, but I don't know. I don't know if I can say the same for you. You know, I can't be putting words in your mouth and telling you how you think and feel. And I'm sorry if I sound like I'm going in circles or if I sound high rate, but that's just how I get. I'm that way. I get high rate. And it's not towards you or anything. It's just that my blood pressure goes up, and it's like the only way my blood pressure calms down in a weird way is like if I elevate my voice sometimes, you know. But it's nothing towards you, for sure. And of course I'm going to get high rate. I fucking love you, woman. Like, I care about you. Like, I don't want to lose you. And it's like, every time I do something wrong, it's like, I feel like I'm being threatened with the possibility of losing you because it's like too much for you to bear or something.
It's been such a fucking long week. My brain feels like mush. Came down to it, there's an utter failure of communication.
shoved up my vagina at the fucking doctor's office. Like, getting to look at doctor's faces, and then it's like, oh yeah, my, you know, boyfriend that I trusted might have given me an STD. That was humiliating. My mom had to come with me the second time. I still have to get on another fucking table and get tested again because I could have HPV now. It's incredibly common. Men carry it without even knowing. It could have just been a really fucking bad UTI, but I literally couldn't use the restroom without screaming for days. And it's just, it had, like, on the back of that, like, feeling like you had basically told me, oh, it doesn't matter what your sex drive is like now, it'll change later on. It's just like,
I get what you're saying. If it doesn't matter the degree of how I said things or whatever particular in terms of having sex, to you it's always gonna sound as the way you're saying it to me. To me it sounds like I'm fucking sitting there going, bitch, you better fucking have sex with me or else.
Yeah, no.
And I get that now. I understand that's what that sounds like to you. Even though for me it's a whisper, for you it's like a fucking yell in the face. I can get that. And it's like it's not that that sex is such a huge thing. It's a big thing for me. Of course sex is a huge thing. It matters to me a lot. It matters to me a great deal. Because sex is my love language. And for a man, when you have sex with him, it shows him that you have respect and you love him. And that's just how a man's mind works. You can't change that. That's why men are always about pussy. Alright? But when you find a woman that you care more about how she feels, you kind of set those things aside. And I thought I was doing that with you. And I've been doing that with you. I feel that I've been doing that with you. Because the many times that I come around you and you're like, no, or you've told me already no, I don't bring it up. And if me touching you and rubbing your body, or rubbing your ass, or fondling your boobs a little bit, or kissing you, or nibbling on you, is that thing that you're saying is setting you off, then it's like, fuck, bro, I guess like I can't show you any affection like that either, because it triggers you, or it makes you feel like, you know, I'm just like not giving a fuck about the whole sex thing. And it's like, if sex is really not an important thing for you right now, I can understand that, but who's to say it won't be in the future? Not me nor you. You don't know what your future is like. I don't know what the future is like. I might be the one that's like, I don't want to have sex, and you're the one that wants to have sex all the time. Who knows?
Yeah, no, and that's how I felt about it, but it never felt like I could just have that. There always had to be like something will change.
Just because you want certainty where there is no certainty. And it's like just as important it is for you to say, like let's just put it in perspective. Let's say this. You're saying that sex is like not the thing, blah, blah, blah. What if the tables were turned? What if I just completely stopped showing you affection? And I'm just saying because it's not my thing. It's not what I do. But you obviously need affection, right? You need to be held. You need to be touched. You need to be told you love. You'd be told all these things, but I'm just like, nah, it's not my thing. It pisses me off every time you fucking bring it up. How would you feel? What position would you be put in that? How would you react? It'd probably manifest in other ways. It'd probably come out as like some weird little like quirky, like, I don't know, Spanish we call them chiripiocas, but like in English I guess it's like a reaction, or like you know, like people all of a sudden start smoking and shit, or like start vaping, you know, when they never vaped before, that kind of thing. Like, you know, I don't know if I'm explaining myself right. Probably I'm not. I don't even know how to like correctly say what I'm trying to say right now. But it's just, I don't know, man. I'm even at the point where like I'm just like, well, fuck, bro. Maybe if that's the case, then fine. Then don't be with me then. If it's that big of a deal for you, it is a big deal for me. I want to have sex. I want to touch the woman I love. I want to perv out on you. I want to do all that shit. You're the only woman I do that with. I have no other woman to do it with because I've told you that I'm going to be faithful and loyal to you. And if you're the only person that I can do this with and you're telling me that you don't want to, the fuck? Like, okay. What am I supposed to sit there and be like, all right, dude, cool. You're just not gonna have sex with your chick until she wants it. I mean, the way you said it to me too, you're like, oh, are you gonna be okay with the short woman that yells at you and have all these problems and stuff, and only wants to have sex when she wants to? Are you really gonna be okay with that? You know, that's like the equivalent of, like, I guess, like, what I say to you and how I make you feel. Like, that's how I felt when you said that shit. I was like, what the fuck? Like, no, I'm not going to be okay with that. Hell no. Never be okay with that. But it's you. I have to respect it, you know? And even then, I kind of, like, put myself in a position where it's like, all right, dude, try to understand. Like, sex is really a big thing. Is it this? You know? Like, can you go without it, and, like, only when she wants it, and then maybe it'll just be really good when she wants it and shit. But then what if it's not, you know? What if she just, like, wants to kiss you a little bit, and, like, you know, go down on me, and then it's like, it's done, blah, whatever. Like, you know, like, all that shit I think about, you know? But that's just my own retardness, like, how I think and stuff. But I try to make sense of it. I'm trying to be, like, not the asshole. I'm like, no, fuck that. Like, I want to have sex. Like, you gonna give it to me or what? Other men would just go fucking find another girl and have sex with them, and that's it. And then be like, yeah, I've been here with you for fucking 3 years. Yeah, we haven't had sex or whatever. And, you know, on the side, I'm having sex with other girls. You know, that's how another man would deal with that. I'm not that kind of man, though. Like, I'm trying to deal with this with you. You know? And it's like, why are you like that about sex? I don't know. You know, I from what you told me in the past, someone did something very bad to you, and a lot of things have been done to you that they're very terrible and they're very traumatic, and it's like, I feel like you're kind of putting me in the shadow of that shit, dude. And it's like, I'm not that guy, dude. Like, I'm trying to bring, like, a quality of love to you that you've never experienced, the kind of love that makes you happy and makes you fucking want to explore those things with me. But it seems like I'm just pushing you away, and it sucks. I get frustrated. I'm 100% ready for a relationship, and if you got into a relationship knowing you weren't ready.
Well, it's not like I knew. Okay. I knew I wasn't ready. I wouldn't know.
Well, you just said you know whatever.
I didn't know until recently. That's another thing that's been heavy on my mind. Like, I got into something without.
You said that the first day you tried to break up with me. You said it to me on the balcony. And you're like, can I have a hug? And I was like, yes. And you're like, this is where I want to be. And I don't want to break up with you. I'm sorry. And I was like, cool, whatever. You know, you fucking have. And I thought we were good. And then the second time again, I'm like, fuck, dude, misunderstanding again. Let's clear this up. You know? And it's like you just keep. I'm sorry, go. I think we're both driving the same road, just in different cars. And you're used to the way your car drives, and I'm used to the way my car drives. But we're both on the same road, leading to the same thing inevitably. But I'm not going to beg you to, like, be with me and shit, dude. Like, if you want to be with me, you'll be with me. If you don't want to be with me, like, I'm okay with that, too. You know, I've had my heart broken many times. I've been dumped and embarrassed and all that shit. So, like, this is, I'm not going to be, like, terribly, you know, uneased by this whole situation with you. Like, I'll get over it, you know. So, you know, the ball's in your court, dude. Whatever you want to do, I respect it. And that could be the thing right there. But I'm not going to go another week getting ghosted by you, you know, trying to figure out or thinking what things are going to go on, you know. It was very hard for me not to call you during the week. I even sent you little videos to let you know that you're still in my heart and you're still in my mind. But I respected you even then. Even then I was just like, you know, I'm not going to bother her because she really doesn't want to talk to me right now. And I understand she doesn't want to talk to me, so I'm not going to. You know?
Yeah, no, but I never intended on ghosting you.
I would think that would count for something, but I don't feel like it has. Like, it feels to me like it doesn't count for anything.
things like certain things that I do, and I'm sorry if it sounds like I'm comparing, but I am, you know, because I want to make a point. It's like to other women, like the things that I say and do with you and for you, like to them, they're like, fuck, man, where have you been all my life? Like, what the fuck? Where do you find men like you at? You know? I tell other women the things that I do, like, with you and for you. Like, the little things, like, bringing you little treats, you know, helping you out with things, giving you foot rubs, you know, getting... You know, you talk about working all day, right, and working on people. Your job is very hard. Your fucking work is physical, you know? I'm not comparing your work to mine as whether it's hard or not. It's either hard, yours is either harder, or sometimes it could be equally as hard as mine, or just, like, not no comparison. But I'm in a cooler every hour. I'm in a cooler. It's like 55 degrees or something. It's fucking cold in there. And then I come out into a normal room, and I'm cold sweating. And then I have to deal with people and their bullshit. Fucking crackheads that come into the fucking store. Prostitutes, pimps, people that don't give a shit. People that ask you to do a million things on the register and then say, yeah, I'm okay, I don't want that. And I'm doing that all day. I'm stocking shelves. I'm dealing with my own coworkers' fucking issues, the problems they tell me, the shit they talk about. I get up at an unreasonable time every fucking day, and then I still have the energy to come see you on my bicycle. I still have the energy to come see you however I come see you. I get a ride. I bother whoever to drop me off. And for what? To come touch you, to come rub up on you, to come make you feel good, to try to heal whatever it is that's fucking, you know, ailing you that day. I'm thinking in my little mind, you know what, I'm gonna go over there and rub her feet, rub her back, make her feel real nice, make her some dinner, make her some breakfast, bring her some food, do something. I'm always fucking thinking about how I can make you smile, how I can make you happy. So then when you tell me the things that I do that bother you or that make you crazy or this and that, I'm thinking to myself, fuck, like, am I really that bad? Like, maybe it doesn't matter that I do all these things, it's just I'm just battered. I don't know, dude, like, that's the shit that hurts me. That's the shit that bothers me. It's like all that stuff I do just goes out the door. But if somebody else does something for you, it's like, oh, a humongous deal. And I'm like, does she even think about those things? Or does she just think about like what happens to her and like what I'm doing to her? You know, like I have my own thoughts too, man. I have my own things that they're like, what the fuck? But I'm not here to bother you with them and like put them on you. Those are my things and I have to deal with them, you know? But when I'm with you, I shut out the world and I'm just there focused on you. I'm focused on us. You know? And I don't feel like you do that. I feel like you're just thinking about everything else and everyone else and the stuff that you're... It's like, be in the moment with me right here, right now. And you do it sometimes. You zone out with me and it's fucking great. Like, we have such a cool time together, and I love those things. I want that more, you know. And I'm not, and I'm sorry to bring up the whole sex thing again, but usually when we're aligned like that, at least I think, I mean, we fuck those days, man, and it's fucking good, it's great, you know. Even if you're feeling some kind of way, like those days that we have like that, like we have sex and it's fuck, it's great, it's fun, I love it. And I see you, you're having a good time, and you're happy too. And you wake up in the morning, and like you're looking at my eyes when I wake up, and it's fucking awesome. Like, I love that shit. I love waking up to that. You know, or you'll wake up and I'm staring into your eyes like, it's fucking cool, man. You know, but you don't want that, I guess. You know, or maybe you do want that, but not the other shit. I understand that, too. It's like, but man, it's hard to be all those things at one time sometimes. But I'm fucking trying, dude. You can't tell me that I'm not. That's like saying, yeah, I beat you up and I give you a black eye, but dude, I fucking bought you a car, I paid for your rent. No, that doesn't give me the right to put my hands on you. It doesn't matter what I do for you.
It's not even like you put your hands on me, it's just like I'm
you know, like, I don't know, man. I would love for you to, like, just trust me. Like, I would like to just take you stepped in the ball while that shit, dude. I already told you, you just need to, like, bounce on all those people and just, like, get on your own already. Stop wasting your time with that shit. Because it's going to continue eating at you. I hear you say you can.
My mom told me that if I'm moving with her, I have to find alternate arrangements for Tim, and I can't do that.
So you're saying right now you can't move out of your, on your own to like a single somewhere?
No. They're actually raising our rent $100, we found out today.
I'm saying like you can't find a single like for under $1,000?
I don't have a down payment.
Okay. I'd like to try and help you find a food. I mean, I had to deal with certain circumstances with the whole credit shit and all that money stuff, and it kind of happened. Of course, there were, you know, factors in that that helped it happen along, but, you know, I'm stubborn in that sense. Like, you're telling me you can or you won't or whatever, and I'm just like, well, there's a way. I know there's a way. And if that's truly what you want, and I know that. And then, again, you're going to probably get mad at me for telling you straight up like how it is, but I know for a fact that I can probably get you a place less than $1,000, and you probably won't have to pay that much to get started. And I think the faster you do that, the happier you'll be. Because you'll have your solidarity, you'll be able to be peace, you won't have to answer nobody, you won't have to hear nobody bugging you, you know, and you can have your animals and you'll be happy, dude. I mean, what do you mean you trust me? I know you're like, I'm not trying to say like, but you know what I'm going to say? Like, how the fuck did I lose your trust? Like, what did I do to you to lose your trust? You act like I cheat on you or slept with somebody or something. Like, I did nothing to you. You know, like, seriously, like, how the fuck do you not trust me, dude? Like, when did I can understand the things the way I say it. Like, dude, when I get nervous, like, my voice trembles, I get stuttery, I get mad, I get angry, I get all kinds of shit that happens to me at one time. You know, I'll probably admit to murdering somebody that I didn't admit to and later on try to fucking blow my ass out of it. But the thing is, like, I get like that. That's just how I am. And people that know me know that. People know that, like, oh, dude, he's freaking out right now. Let me just back off a little bit. It's not a fucking a mechanism or something to, like, deceive people. What the fuck? I have no time for that shit, dude. I'm fucking 40 years old. Like, I'm on the turn right now. I can't be fucking dealing with that stuff, dude. And I can't deal with people that fucking think that shit about me either. So it's like, I just rather not deal with people at all that they think that way about me, you know? It's just that easy. It's much easier for me to just, like, walk away from certain people than to sit there and to, like, subjugate myself, if I'm even using the right word for that, to these kinds of things and these kinds of emotions and conversations and thoughts that other people might have about me. It's just like, I have no space for that shit.
So then can we talk about what I perceived so that we can set it straight? You didn't even let me finish.
Well, we're not even done talking. We're both talking back and forth.
Yeah, but you keep cutting me off to defend your character rather than listening to what I have to say.
You see, that's not what I'm doing. I'm not defending my character. It's just that you're saying something that at the moment I'm just like, wait a minute, that doesn't sound right. That's not defending my character. That's me having an issue with what you're saying. Obviously, I'm going to interrupt you. It's like, you're telling me that if you see somebody getting stabbed, you're not going to interrupt them. I'm going to wait till you're done stabbing them for me to understand what to say to you. Like, no. That's how I think about it. I'm putting in that perspective for you so you can understand how, how it is for me, how I think about it.
But when are you trying to understand me? Like,
I feel like I understand you. When you have a problem.
You're understanding the picture of me that you have in your head versus listening to what comes out of my mouth.
I'm listening to what you're saying. I've listened to what you've been saying. I'm not making up anything in my head based on what you're saying. I'm listening to everything you're saying, and I'm hearing exactly what you're saying. Stop going about earlier. Of course I went on. I just finished telling you that. When I, like, even I'm doing it right now where I'm cutting you off, it's because I'm getting irritated. It's like, just get to the point. You want to talk about something? Let's talk about it. Don't be. I'm going to shut up and let you. I'm going to shut up and let you talk. But just talk about it already. Okay, then talk about it already. Stop saying you're trying to talk about it. Just start talking about it.
When you came over, what had made me feel betrayed when you had come over, I'd asked, when the last time you were with another person, you had said nobody really but my ex-wife. Something along those lines. I don't know if you just didn't think about something from there or what, but to have that information and then walk into a hospital and very quickly realize that so you remember how I had a fever, yes? The only other symptom that I had was an itchy foot, like my vagina hurt. It hurt so bad. So to be told that and then to walk into a stressful situation like that made me feel betrayed. I'm like, I could not trust you, because it wasn't until I got home and was crying on my bed. Like, oh, it's been over a year. Oh, no, wait, it's October. That's what I got initially fucking heated about.
Mm-hmm. You have the right to be heated about that. I can see how that'd be fucked up. And I told you after you told me that I was like, dude, like, I'm not gonna remember everything. Like, fucking, I tried very hard to think about it at the moment. It just didn't occur to me. It was a one night stand. It was one time that I slept with this person. It was quick. And it was just fast. It happened really fast. And it wasn't something that, like, is sitting in the forefront of my mind when we're talking about something like that. And then finally I was just like, oh, shit, wait a minute.
And that's why I also got mad, because it wasn't like I was, like, jealous or anything. The conversation was about something else. Mm-hmm. And that's the time when you take a second to think. When you take a second and you're like, okay, when was the last time? And you didn't even bother.
I did think about it. I'm just telling you that it didn't come to my mind. Doesn't mean I didn't think about it. You know, it's one thing that I thought about it and then it came to my mind and I didn't talk to you about it. I don't know. It's like, oh shit, hold on. She's asking me about it again. And then I was just like, wait a minute. How long has it been? Has it been a year? And I'm like, oh, when was the last time ESCO happened? In October of last year. I was like, okay, well, that's not a year exactly. And I'm even telling myself that in my head. I'm like, oh shit, yeah, she's gonna make a big deal about that. You know, but I didn't hide it from you. I didn't, like, fucking lie to you about it and not tell you about it. And that's it. That's the only time, honestly, really. That's it. I have not had sex with anybody else other than you since then. That I can tell you 100%. Now, whether you want to believe it or not, that's, I understand. I've given you reason to not trust me, and I can accept the consequences for that. But that's what it is.
Holding on to these feelings from this time, this and that, and it's like, how did we hear that? And then shit like that happens. It's like when I have to ask you to let me speak because you're defending yourself without even like listening to what I say sometimes. I don't feel heard, which is something I know I've said before.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you have these ideas of me just being this incredibly traumatized, triggered person, and yes, that's true. I have triggers. I have trauma, but I am still a woman who has her head on at least partially right.
No, you do. You definitely do.
And I don't like being treated any other way. Doesn't make it okay to treat me any other way. Just because I have trauma doesn't mean you to blame everything that ever bothers me on trauma.
Well, a lot of it is because of trauma. You've told me this.
Some of it is some of the stupid shit that comes out of your mouth since then.
Oh my God.
And I'm usually pretty good at being able to tell which is which. Even if you don't agree.
It's not about whether I agree or not. I'm listening to you right now. That's what I'm doing. I'm not trying to... In my head, it's not about who's right or who's wrong. It's about, like, how do we just get along? That's it. How can I... Well, fuck, we've only known each other for a few months, dude.
No.
Like, obviously, we're going to have all kinds of impressions of each other.
Like, I do understand you a little bit better about the sex thing. I will say that makes sense to me. I think it's just, I'm very uncomfortable in my own body right now.
But I love your body.
It's not like you love my body, so it makes me more comfortable. I am uncomfortable. That is where I'm at in my life right now. And I wish that wasn't the case, but that is the case. I am uncomfortable in this flesh suit. I'm starting to get nerve damage on my left side. I couldn't walk without it hurting, and like my skin felt like it was sunburned, which was fucking weird, but then I found out it's actually a symptom of nerve damage. So it's like it was painful to walk, and just like, it's like, I deal with shit like that all the time, and I'm so fucking tired of it, but it also makes me exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I want to be like, hey, yeah, I have the energy to deal with all of this right now, but I don't.
That's what I'm trying, that's what I'm saying, like, I want to, I don't know, man, sometimes you can't help people, they got to help themselves, but, like, I feel like I can help you with those things, and I want to, like, pull you in a certain direction sometimes, and I just... But I realize that that's something you get with trust and stuff and with time, and it's just like I'm always trying to beat time with like actions and doing now, because that's how you beat time, by doing things faster and more of it, you know. And it's like,
I'm slow going. I take a long time to do things. I do. It takes me longer to think about things. I think about it for
everything. See how she says I cut her off all the time, but yet she just,
you
like,
know,
interrupts
I,
me
I
every fucking time I'm saying something.
Like,
yeah,
to, like,
I think it's
because,
like, she felt like she...
I mean,
she felt like it was her turn to talk.
That's how I feel. She's like, no, you're defending your character.
You.
But then it's like, I'm not going to fucking argue with
you. I mean, if you want to go over, like, okay, what's the stuff that really bothers you? Like, what are
the sex stuff. That's what bothers me. I get that.
And that's just like, that's not how I am. Especially when it comes
to... I want to be like, is that how you are right now, bitch? But the future, he will be. I just want to say that to her.
Like, I barely even trust you yet, and it's not...
Let her monologue. Let her say everything until she's done.
Okay.
I literally, like, before, I don't trust anyone.
You know, that's, it's kind of... I feel like if you'd known me for many months already, you wouldn't have been hurt. But then again, like you said, we rush into things. And you're telling me that everything takes time. I'm the time guy here. I'm the one that tells people, listen, dude, you got to take your time with this woman. You got to gain her trust. I was totally ready and prepared, and still am, and I am right now, to do all that with you. But, like, fucking shit went fast with us. Like, what do you want me to tell you? Like, we're both in the same boat and we're both rowing, you know? It wasn't like we're thinking about that shit then. It's like, oh, we're going to think about it now. In my head, I'm like, well, fucking, that's out the window, dude. I just want to move forward with you and be happy and get to know you faster and more. And, like, being around you and being in your life and involved with you with everything, like, helps me do that. It would help anybody do that. And I feel like that's what makes you uncomfortable sometimes. That's how I feel about that. But I'm not, now that I'm like this, I'm at this speed with you, it's like you want me to slow down, or at least that's how it sounds to me. And it's like, I don't want to slow down. Like, I want to keep going forward with things. But it's like, I don't want to be a dick and just be like, well, I need you to just fucking, like, trust me and shit. It's like, I'm not trying to sound, like, dismissive towards your feelings or anything. Not at all. For nothing. Like, I acknowledge your feelings and I respect them, and I don't want you to feel that way. It hurts me that you don't trust me. It's like, but at the same time, in my mind, I'm just like, I'm not saying that's not a reason to not trust somebody. Like, I get it. It's hurtful and shit. But for me personally, like, I'm just like, I'm like, get over it, dude. Like, come on. Like, my actions this is where my actions and the things that I've done speak for me. It's not like I'm a narcissist, dude. I just learned about that shit today, actually. Very interesting shit I found out about what a real narcissist is.
My mom dated a narcissistic sociopath. Sociopaths are always narcissistic. But that was the only man she dated in my childhood.
You know, I'm Mr. Bubbly over here, you know. And it's like, and the more I can be more corny and more cheesy and more bubbly, dude, trust me. I can, there's more cuteness and bubbliness to me than you see right now, but it's like, I don't want to stop being that way. I want to keep moving forward. And besides the bringing up of sex and stuff, and, you know, I feel like I've really made strides in terms of, like, not really bringing those kinds of things that bother you up, but it seems like I'm doing it. Maybe I'm doing it in different ways still. And I'll work on that. I promise you I will. But, like, we need to communicate about these kinds of things because, like I said, you're the only woman that I'm active with. And I look to you for all that. For all that fulfillment. I you know, as fucked up as it may sound, it's like I expect that from you. Because there's things you expect from me. I expect that from you because you're the only woman that I'm doing that with. And when we started this relationship, it was, like, amazing. We were doing that a lot. And I was very happy. Like, you had me enamored with you because of that. Like, you were talking my language. And then it's just, like, you started slowly taking it away. And I was like, this is a bit narcissistic right here. Like, what's happening with this? Like, why is she taking that away? It's like, now that I'm all googly about you, you're not going to do this no more? But you're not a narcissist at all. So it's like, I know it's really because of, like, you know, a bunch of things. It's a bunch of things together that have made you this way. And obviously a lot of it stems from me, you know, saying things and doing things that, you know, made you question me and in a shady kind of way. And that's my fault, you know. But I'm working on that, and I'm trying to make it so that you trust me again. But like moving forward, like, yeah, sex is important to me. I need you to understand that. And I just, like, I need to understand things about you. Like, I need you to understand things about me. And I'm willing to change things about me to, like, accommodate you and make you feel better. I'm not saying that's what you have to do for me, but I would appreciate it if you did, or at least find a medium where, like, you're comfortable and happy with things, and I'm getting satisfaction and you're getting satisfaction. Because, like, for me, it's all physical, dude. It's all physical for me, you know? But if that's really, like, fucking not you, like, that's just not you at all, dude, like, really not you, then I'm sorry, this is not going to work. This is not going to be a thing like that. You know, I'm not going to be happy in a relationship. I'm always going to be bummed out, because it's like, shit, I want to get laid right now, and I can't, you know? I have to wait for her to tell me when it's going to happen. That's kind of depressing, dude, you know? And that's a huge thing for me, you know?
No, for me, my autonomy and my consent is very important to me, you know?
Of course.
It's like not feeling pressured, because I've been pressured into having sex when I don't want to, you know, it happens to women more often than you think. So it's like
so she says, you know, like, if I said some shit like that to her, it would bother her. But when she says that to me, it's like, bitch, what do you mean? You make it sound like I go out here and force bitches to have sex with me all day or something. Like, that's how I feel when I hear that shit, bro.
I've never apparently.
But can I make an argument with her right now about that shit? No, I'd be a total asshole and everything. Like, I feel like we're making some progress right now, you know? Like,
I'm gonna make you wait 3 months at a time.
You are fucking making me wait 3 months. You see, that's depressing to me, just hearing you say that shit. And I'm like, well, fuck, what kind of man am I that I can't bring you out of some shit? You know how many podcasts I hear? There's a reason why I want you to hear certain podcasts, because, yeah, they're older. Yeah, it might be sounding like I say, you know, that you're like, here I am projecting shit into the future, like, you know, telling you how you're not like this now, but you might be like, yeah, I know I'm doing that right now, but the fucking fact that I do it is because it's like, I hear these podcasts, I hear people that are talking, and they were like, when I first met him, I was shut off in this way. This is how I didn't want things. I didn't like this. Da, 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 da. And somehow now they're like, they're happy. They're doing all this stuff. And they both understand what's very important. And because they understand what's very important to both of them, I don't know, somehow that unlocked the magical door to, like, all this cool stuff that I want to experience with you. And it's like, all I'm trying to do is unlock the doors to all the cool shit and go through the stuff with you. If it's hard to go through, I'm down to go through it with you. And it's like, the one thing I want you to have in your head every time that you feel like everything's tough and hard for you, or like just everything's fucking sucks, is like, you have a man that loves you and cares about you so much that he's willing to go through these things with you, and he wants to go through these things with you. And he wants to experience these things with you so that he can show you how to navigate through them in a better way. Because he's been down similar paths as you. You know, I've had the neglect. I've had people do things that are terrible to me. I've had things done to me that are bad. Everything, all that shit. I've experienced the whole fucking thing. I could write a book about this shit if I fucking just sat down and wrote all this shit in my head. You know, and it's like, I just want to help you through this shit. I want to help you through it so that you can, like, be super happy all the time. Like, that's not fucking hard. It's not hard to be super happy. You know, life is very easy. It's people that are difficult. Life is not hard at all. People make it hard. You know? So it's like, when I hear people say no this, no that, I'm just like, I don't want to hear that shit, dude. That just sounds negative as fuck to me, dude. I'm positive. I just want to be positive all the time.
I am not attempting to say you're wrong or that I'm negative by saying this. I've lived a really hard life.
I understand that, and I have too, sweetheart.
And I'm not saying that you haven't, but, like, I'm younger than you, so I don't know. I don't want to compare it at all.
I know that. Of course you can compare it. There's a lot to compare.
Well, no, I don't want to compare it. I don't want to
But the reality is, it does matter, because it is the facts. It is the reality of things. It is the reality. And I'm not trying to run away from the reality. But what I am trying to do is help you, or you help me. We help each other work through this reality that we've been through and come out at the end smiling, holding hands. That's all I'm saying. But being like, because this is that and this is this, so therefore I'm not going to do this. To me, that's bullshit. It's like, nah, dude. Nah. That doesn't... That just sounds depressing as fuck to me, dude. Have you dealt with it, or have you just been kind of like sitting next to it and just being like, well, there you are, depression. I'm just going to have to like sit here on the couch with you and just kind of not dealt with it, but just kind of accepted it.
This is very true.
I see it in your eyes when I look into them, and this is why I'm like, fuck, man, we'll just get out of there already. And I know you can't see it from my perspective, like, to get out of that, the way to get out. Like, I see it there for you, clear as day. There is the path for you to get out.
And it's one thing for you to say you can find me an apartment. I still don't have money.
You know what? To me, that doesn't really, like, matter, because money can be made. I can make the money for you. I can go get the money for you. That's not a big deal. I just need you to say, okay, let's do it. And then once you've decided to take that first step, then we can worry about the money. But if you're, for the beginning, like, talking about the money, it's like, you don't need to be talking. You have no business to talk about money. You haven't even decided to take the first step. Once you decide to take the first step, then we can worry about the money.
I already found a place with $1,000 that I like.
Okay.
Like, that's the first step.
All right, let's go. When do you want to move in? This is all positive. This sounds like things that you can do, and we can do them together. Start putting stuff in their name, let them deal with it, renew the lease, put it in their name, and then in a few months, you get out of there. Or maybe sooner. Who knows? Sweetheart, do you think they're waiting for you to get better and for you to feel better, for you to move out? You think they're thinking the? You think they're giving a fuck as much as you're giving a fuck about them?
I think
I don't think so. I only think that they think about you when you open your door and you come out and say, "Oh, hi, guys." And when they come to ask you for the car keys to your car to go do errands, when are they knocking on your door? Hey, girl, I made some food. Come eat. Or, hey, girl, come outside and smoke a cigarette with me. And then not talk to you about their problems, but talk to you about yours and say, hey, how are you doing? How's everything with you, girl? Oh, girl, we should do this thing that's fun. When's the last time anyone has done that for you in that household? I'm sorry, you sound very muffled. I can't hear anything you're saying. Oh, now they're putting effort. In my eyes, now they're putting effort because they see that you're actually fed up. It's like, why couldn't they put in the effort before? Yeah, you're giving them credit now, but I don't feel like they deserve it, honestly. I've seen with my own eyes how they are. You know, Tim has known them way longer than you, and Tim tells me things that I'm just like, oh shit. I bet if my girl knew that, she'd probably think differently about them. You know? And it's like, nah, dude. Nah. You know, I'm not saying I know what's better for you, but I'm going to sound like I'm saying that. But I know that what's going to be better for you is to get out of there. move out, get into your own place as soon as possible and not deal with them anymore. And once you get out of there and you're in your own place by yourself, you are gonna make so much improvement. Your health is gonna change dramatically in the first week that you live by yourself, just because of that stress that's no longer on your shoulders.
And I know that. I just like there's.
I know that, but then I don't do it. Oh my fucking god! That makes me so mad.
To a level that's probably not even good for me, but I
just want to break up with my mom here. Let's just do it.
Within the next couple months, but I can't be happy with my choices if I just say, good luck, you guys, and I did. I understand I can do that. No one who loves me would even fault me for that. But it's because I care about these people and I do love them, and they're fucking wreck. Don't get me wrong. I see the fucking mess. Jamal is over all the time. But they're not bad people at the same time. They're people who don't have the same kind of support that I do. They don't. Sam doesn't have a mom who can pick up her bills when she can't pay them. Selena's dad doesn't even fucking talk to her unless it's about getting money from them. Like, and I know that's their problem, but I care enough about them to not make me their problem too. You know, not to make myself another person in their lives who is like, hey, I can't deal with your shit, fuck off.
Well, I don't think who knows what they would think. But you, in my eyes, you would not come off like that, because you have your own shit to deal with. You can't be dealing with other people's shit and neglect yourself, or keep neglecting yourself. And it's like, this, in the time that I've met her, she's had multiple job offers and has not followed through with any of them. Like, this woman can get a job anywhere she wants. See, I don't buy that. There's something wrong there. That makes no fucking sense.
I think it's because she has a record. She finally got her DUI closed, by the way. That is officially done. She doesn't have to do anything more. She doesn't even need a breathalyzer in the car. She's got a DMV appointment made.
I don't understand how people with felonies can get jobs in Vegas as security, and then she can't get a job.
I don't understand it sometimes either, but I'm taking her to these interviews. I'm taking her to drug tests.
That's cool and all, but like,
I see it like right in front of my eyes, and she always comes out looking so excited, and then we wait and we wait and we wait, and nothing happens. Like, it's literally happened like three separate times at this point.
I think that's going to be the rest of her life, honestly. That's how everything's going to be for her. And if you stay with her the rest of your life, guess what? You're always going to see that.
And I don't plan on staying here for the rest of my life.
I'm just saying. I'm just trying to make a point. So it's like, why waste another day with that shit? When you have so many things that are in your favor to help you, it's like, how, like, to see me, to see you being able to, like, fuck, I can't even say the fucking things. Like, I'm here to help you, and it's like, you won't take the help, but then you sit there and you tell me how you're miserable and everything, and yet you have all the power to do all the things to change it, and then because you're worried about how some people feel or how you feel about people that don't feel the same way about you, stops you from doing that. That's what drives me fucking crazy right now. And it's like, that's crazy to me, dude. That's just fucking insane. I don't understand how. It's like, you can fucking die because of the type of fucking, like pressure that's on you. But you don't want to do it because you're afraid about how it's going to make you feel. When how you feel right now is like shit anyways. You know? It's like, oh, well, a little bit more isn't going to do anything. You know what I mean? Like, really?
Yeah, I have already hit my end of my rope.
I'm sorry, honey, but you hit your rope a long time ago. I don't even think you're realizing that you're falling. That's just my perspective. But I've been through a lot and seen a lot. And in my experience, like, that's what it looks like to me.
Yeah.
And that's what it has looked like. And I'm telling you, I have people in my family that we all try to help and this and that. And we saw them real happy and stuff. And guess what? We just kept helping them. And that guy is 50 years old now and living in TJ with a, and he has a heavy meth addict habit. And he's been in and out of fucking hospitals his whole life. And it's just like, that's also taught me to cut people off. I don't care how much I love them or how much I cared about them. When someone's a piece of shit, they're a piece of shit. And I'm not saying that they're pieces of shit, but I'm just trying to make a point. A cut and dry point. You can't change a piece of shit. It's always going to be a piece of shit. No matter how much that piece of shit wants to change, it's not going to change. Piece of shit. But, I mean, if you want to sit there and put potpourri on it and call it something else, fine. But I'm not going to do that. I'm trying to help you really get out of a rut and help you because I care about you and I love you, and you're just basically like, nah, I don't want to do that.
I can see how it sounds like that.
Well, shit, I hope I've helped you in some kind of way.
You have. You really have. Especially with Beach. That's where you helped the most, and I do appreciate that. I don't like that you just tried to throw it in my face earlier, but I do appreciate that.
I wasn't trying to throw it in your face. I was trying to make a point. A point that I felt was overlooked.
That's the same thing.
Is it? Is it really the same thing? There's an outer knowing there, so I'm gonna say that not. It's not the same thing. Because throwing it in your face would sound really bad if I were to throw something in your face. And you probably would have hung up on me already if that was the case. So I'm gonna say no. I would have felt seriously disrespected, and I probably wouldn't talk to you no more if you did. I'd be like, how capable are you having a conversation? This is an adult conversation we're having. You're like, we're not children, we don't hang up on each other. The fuck? Exactly. But,
I actively chose to hear you out. Even when I think you were just set throwing shit around. Which isn't the point. That's not the point.
And that's the thing, like, I always feel like when you say things like that, I feel like part of me now acknowledge it. Like, I try to acknowledge everything you say. And it's like, the more I try to acknowledge things, the more you make it seem like I'm not. Or you're like... Well, we say things to each other sometimes that hurt each other, but that's not the intent to hurt each other. I just think we're desperately trying to be heard and understood for what it is, and not for what people want to make it. And that's one thing that I'm trying to work on, is hear you for you and not for what I'm thinking in my head. You know? And I might ask things and say things in an attempt to probe and get to the bottom of it, you know, because I don't want to spend a lot of time arguing. I don't want to spend time discussing things that are just going to make me more mad, because nobody wins if you just keep talking about things that make you feel like you're being accused, or if you're being put in a position where it's like you're being a bad kid, you're being a bad person. It's like, no, I'm not a bad person, and I know I'm not a bad person, and I know I'm not doing these things because I'm not intentional about it, but I can be saying things at times, or even acting out things at times that put me in that light, or make you feel like, you know what, this guy's being a total asshole right now, he doesn't care about what the fuck I'm thinking, and I think about those things, and I don't like that, and I'm trying hard not to be that way, and it's like, but I also want you to be like, well, you know what, I think I know him enough that he's not trying to do that, so maybe I shouldn't make a big deal about this, and maybe just step back a little bit and see what's really going on, and talk to him a little bit more about this. You know, that's why I'm like, let's communicate on the spot, so that we can squish it, so that a week doesn't go by without me talking to you, and then I'm just thinking all kinds of shit, and I don't know what you're thinking about, so you can only imagine what's going through my head. You know, I'm like, is she trying to, like, detach herself from me and disassociate so she can just break up with me and it'd be easier for her? Because that's usually what girls do. They fucking don't talk to you for a week or two, and then it's easy for them to just hang up on you. They got whatever.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to do that. I was
trying
to even asked my coworker about it, and
the
man in me supremely stupid, do you have to forgive him? And she said, unfortunately, yes. And I was like, damn it, you're right.
What do you mean supremely stupid? How am I being supremely stupid? That's almost an insult. That's like me saying you're stupid for being the way you are. Let me tell my friends, bro, this girl's dumb, bro. She's fucking tripping, dude. What the fuck? Like, I never say that about you. I'm always saying, you know what? She knows how to talk, and she's telling me how she feels, and I need to listen better. I'm always telling myself I need to listen better. You know, I'm going to say this, I'm probably going to sound misogynist by saying it, but that's typically how women think. Men don't think that way. Well, no, I'm not going to say all men don't think that way, but most of the men that I know, they're not that way. That's not the first thing that pops up into their mind. They don't really think hard like that about it. It's like, And depending on the situation, the severity of things, it has a lot to do with it. And it's just like, at that moment, it was just like, well, I'm fine, I don't have anything, there's nothing it could be. It's obviously something that like, you know.
But it's like, it wasn't about an emotional thing or whatever. It was trying to get the facts for my own health.
I get you, but I didn't have the information to pour it in my brain at that moment. And I mean, I'm not like, it's not like I didn't tell you the full truth at the end of the day. Like, I told you what it is. And it's not like you waited a year to get it from me. It's like, no, I was like, you know what? Let me think about this, because she's asking me about it again. And then I was like, oh shit, Escalito. And then Tim was standing right there in front of me. I was like, bro, when did Esco? And I was like, oh shit, that's not a year, you know? She's a lot shorter. And I'm like, fuck, dude.
That is a year. Is it a year?
No. That's been now like 5 or 6 months.
Oh, there's two seasons that's going to be the last one. I'm like, Escondido just started this week. Like, they're up there building this shit right now. It, of course, it's been a year. It hasn't been October. But then I'm like, no, there's two seasons to it. There's one in the first part of the year, and there's one at the end of it. Yeah. See? Like, shit's coming in my head right now, too.
If you're not to be upset about it just because you're a dude, nah, you're a grown man.
What does that have to do with anything? Logical, and it's that simple for you, sweetheart, not for everybody else.
How is that not logical and simple for you?
You can think about it as hard as you want, but it obviously didn't come to my mind until like I really had to sit down and think about it. So, you know, obviously it's not. And that's not a bad thing. It'd be a bad thing if I would deny it, but I'm not denying anything. That's like saying, well, everybody should know how to drive properly, right? No, not everybody knows how to drive properly. How could you not know how to drive? It's so simple. Just put the fucking key in the car and turn it on, hit the pedal. No, it's not that easy for everybody to do. Some people hit that shit and they smash it to the floor and then they break really hard. And some people are just really nice about it. I know it doesn't make you feel better. And that's okay. It doesn't have to make you. I didn't say it's for you to make you feel better. You can't hold everybody to the same standard, dude. You can't expect everybody to be at the same standard.
I feel like that was a pretty basic standard.
Well, what's basic for you is not basic for me. And I'm sorry. Hello?
I'm here.
Okay.
That was not... That pissed me off, I'll be honest.
It's okay. It's okay to be pissed off by what I say. I get pissed off by what you say sometimes too. Telling you that because I'm a man, I'm just telling you that's how I am. That's not because I'm a man. I could be a freaking dog for all I know. I could be a girl. I could be a fucking whatever.
Earlier you told me that's how men think.
Yeah, that's how most men think. We're very simple-minded people. Very simple-minded creatures.
And you just tried to tell me that's not what you said.
Did I?
Yes.
How so? I'd still be the same way. I still think the same way I think. That's what I'm saying. Anyway, what's the point you're trying to make, dude?
I was trying to understand, and that was...
What are you trying to understand specifically?
I
you want to know why the thing that made you upset happened. The thing being that I told you one thing and then told you another thing, right? Mm-hmm. I told you why.
Yes, I know.
Are you not happy with what I told you? Are you? Do you not believe what I told you? Do you not want to accept what I told you? That's why you keep bringing it up and bringing it up and bringing it up and bringing it up. Like, I thought I gave you an answer already, but I feel like you're not happy with what I told you. So what am I supposed to lie to you? You want me to lie to you to make you feel better?
No, I'm trying to wrap my head around it, okay. How it makes me feel.
Okay.
Because it's...
That's another story.
Makes me feel frustrated and...
I can equate it to the idea, like, you know, I'm frustrated with, like, how irresponsible you could be and this and that. It's like, okay, you know, I get it. I'm an irresponsible person, you know. But that's how I am. But I can change that and I can work on it and not do it again. Or if I do it again, not as bad. Or whatever the fucking case is. The thing is, I understand that's an issue. That's a problem. And I'm aware of it. And in the future, I'll be, like, very aware of it. I'm like, you know what? I need to, like... really think about things before I open my mouth, before I tell this woman something, because she's going to remember what I said, and she's going to hold it to me and everything. So it's like, I need to think about what I say. I need to really, like, put some thought into things, some consideration to certain things, that when I talk to you about them, I take them more seriously.
And it's like, that's how I try and approach things in general. And it's like, I don't want to have to tell you to be like that. I don't know. Like the fact that you don't think, like, I don't always think before I say things either. Don't get me wrong. It's not, you know, sometimes I do have my moments, but...
Then you understand me. It's the same thing.
I guess when it comes to emotions, I'll think while I'm talking, but it's like, if you ask me a question, like, did this happen, did that happen, I'm going to stop and think about it first.
No, God forbid that day happens that I ask you about some shit and you give me some off answer like that, and then I'm like, you know what, dude, honestly, no, it was this. I'm going to give you so much shit for it, dude. Like, I'm totally going to rub it in your face. I'm just letting you know right now. So that you can understand how I feel right now.
But that's just pettiness.
Oh, exactly. Exactly.
I'm not trying to be...
Oh, well, that's how you're coming off. Because I've answered you already. And I'm like, well, wrap your head around it then. Like, I already told you. It's like, what's so fucking hard to understand about it?
Around it in 3 seconds, or you're going to get more upset and feel like I'm being a bitch enough to be petty, okay?
No, I didn't say that. You said that. Let it take however long it takes. I don't care. The thing is, like, I'm not gonna argue about it. I'm not gonna, like, break up with you about it. I'm not gonna sit here and ghost you about it. I'm not gonna sit here and fucking make you feel bad about it. I'm just gonna talk to you about it one time and be like, alright, what happened? Oh, she didn't give me the right information. Maybe say this. I'm not gonna sit there and question the whole fucking, every single solitary thing you ever said or every thing you've had with me. I'm not gonna question our entire relationship and everything over it. I just don't do that. I just understand, you know, you remember something. Okay, great. Like, I understand that. Hold on, I need some drink. Hold on, say, because I walked away. Oh, to get a beer. See that again? Didn't I say earlier, traumas, bro? And it's exactly what she's fucking saying right now. Oh, it's because I have commitment issues. Trauma, bro. Every fucking time.
Yeah.
And I want to rub that in her face right now, but I'm not going to, though. Or should I? Don't, right? Okay. I'm happy with you all the time. Even after we talked about some shit that pisses me off. Like, I'm still looking at your face right now on my phone, and I'm like, oh my gosh, she's so beautiful. Like, I think it's immature to, like, allow something like this to, like, break people up. To keep you from, like, still being in love with that person regardless, you know? Trauma, it's like you're literally confirming exactly what I said, you know. So it's like, I'm here to walk with you, I'm gonna hold your hand because that's what I want to do, and if you allow me to, I will pull you in a direction that I promise you will not be mad about, you will not be sad about, you know. It's always going to be in your best interest. I'm not saying I know what's best for you, but in certain situations, I think what I know would be the best thing for you at that moment. And if you just trust it and follow it maybe just once, it'll be easier for you in the future to do it again. Well, you're going to need to come up in a relationship with me, because that's the only way we're going to be happy, dude. Because if you don't want to work on it, then there's no point in being in a relationship with me. Tell you right now, like, I was a week not talking to me, that's grounds for me not wanting to do it anymore. And honestly, in my head, I was already getting really cozy with the idea that you and I are no longer a couple. And I was just like, if she calls me and it's just to break up with me, I'm not even gonna give her the satisfaction. You know, like, you know what, you're obviously done with us, so there's no point in talking about anything. But
yeah.
Then I heard your voice and I was like, I don't want to break up with her. Why the fuck don't I break up? She's fucking cool as fuck. She's just going through shit right now. It's like, how I don't deserve her, but I'm not able to, like, go through this with her. Like, what the fuck? And in that case, like, up to the next one, you know? Like, that's too easy. Like, I feel like a lot of people just do that. It's too easy, so they just do it. How about I don't do what's easy this time and go with what's hard and see what that does for me, you know? What kind of man that makes me. So I'm interested in that, you know? And that's what I want
to
do with you. Exactly what I thought, but at the same time, I'm thinking to myself, it doesn't matter what I go through or how bad shit is for me, I wouldn't ghost you for a week. And I'm not saying that's something that, like, I learned to be that way, you know, I lost some important people in my life because I ghosted them. And I was just like, yeah, people go through shit. Well, everybody goes through shit. But then I realized that there were people that go, like a mom, dude, like a mom and parents, dude, they're the ones that go through the most shit, and they're still there listening to their kids. They got the most fucked up day, you know. They could find out someone they love died, and the minute the kid opens their mouth, it's like, what do you need, son? What do you need, daughter? How can I help you? How can I comfort you? You know? And I feel like I do that. And I'm that way. Actually, I've been that way. Like, I know I've been that way for many years. I mean, there's no way in hell I could raise my siblings the way I did and not be that way.
That actually just gave me some really good perspective about what we were just talking about. How I was like, I'm this way, how can you not be? Because I finally had the moment of like, I'm not that way. That's not how I function.
Of course.
Like, you're like, well, I would never do that because I'm different than that. And it's like, oh.
It's like I'm running for like scenarios in my head to like tell her. And I was like, that's the best one I can come up with right now to like make her understand what the fuck I'm gonna say. Without trying to be smart and wordy with her, like how you can do with people. You know? Like, I wish I could do that. I just can't. I gotta tell you a story for you to understand what the fuck I want you to understand. I need to tell her my story.
But
I'm not being an asshole, am I?
As long as you let her talk.
Selfish, and that's not trying to like minimize you or anything you were going through, and it's not me trying to like take your glory or your sunshine away or like, you know, trying to like, you know, put you down in kind of way. It's just like, what the fuck, dude? I'm hurting too because you're hurting. I meant to find out that what I said and did is the reason why you're hurting. That's even like more worse for me. It's like you're already dealing with yours, but hey, I have to deal with mine too. You know, I'm going through my shit too with you and with myself and everything that I go through. So it's like, It didn't feel nice to read that text and see those things in there like that. I'm just like, well, damn, dude, I sound like a total dick right now. Like, what the fuck? And I sat and I thought about it, and I beat myself up about it. I was like, well, I'm not going to beat myself about it. Because I wasn't being a dick. I was right in how I felt. And I was being very sincere, and I was being very compassionate, and very all the other stuff that you said I wasn't being. I was being those things. I was like, no, I'm being very considerate of her feelings. What do you mean I'm not being considerate? I'm sad because you're sad. That's a genuine thing. That's facts. Like, I don't want you to be sad. I don't want you to be hurting. I want you to be safe, but I want you to be happy. And if I can't make you happy, well, fuck, I want to find out what's going to make you happy, and we'll get that for you. And that's all I'm trying to do.
But you didn't tell me you were sad that I was sad.
I said it in my text. You read the text right now. If you read it to me, I can read it back to you with my words saying it the way I say it in words, and you'll be like, oh, well, that sounds a lot different. Remember the last time we had this conversation? The last time you were trying to break up with me? And I had to reread that to you, and you heard it with my voice, and you're like, oh, it's totally different from coming across in text. It's like, I'm really thinking to myself, I'm not going to text you no more. I'm just going to call your ass and tell you what I need to tell you. And, you know, hopefully, but then you don't want to answer me sometimes, so it's like, it's pointless. I can't win either or. It's like, I have to, like, fucking just throw it in there and see if it works. Yeah, because that's what I thought. And why am I wrong for thinking that?
That's not, I'm sad that you're sad. That's
no,
you're
saying, no. Don't tell me what it is. I'm telling you what it is because I'm the one that's feeding it. Don't tell me what it is. I'm telling you what it is. I'm sad because you're sad that you thought that I would hurt you. That's what that is. Don't try to make sense of it. Don't try to put it in perspective. Just listen to what I'm telling you because I'm the one that's feeding it. I am sad because you're sad because of what I said to you. And I can be sad about that. And I can be bothered about that. You get what I'm saying?
didn't hear it, because if you would have heard it, it would have came out way better. It would have been a lot more sweeter and more felt and sincere. That's why I'm like, I'm just not going to text you these kinds of things. Like, when I'm trying to be emotional with you, I'm not going to text you, because it comes out completely misunderstood, like misread. Like, I need you to hear my voice. So, in the future, to help this situation, like, so that we understand each other, even though you're upset, like, we'll pick a time when you're not so upset, but I need to talk to you immediately. We can't be, like, just texting and then ghosting me for a week. I understand you're not ghosting me, I'm just using that term. But, like, because that doesn't help me. It doesn't help me in that case. It makes me feel more worse, and makes me think more things that I probably shouldn't be thinking. And I don't know what you're thinking, so that in itself is fucking, like, tormenting to me, so.
I am sorry for going radio silent.
How about that, for a week? How dare you not like my kitty videos? They were adorable, all this and shit.
You've sent one of them to me, like, 3 times now, and I'm like, does this man ever pay attention?
Obviously I don't, woman. Something very personal and serious, and I'm sorry that I didn't remember those details. I'm very bad with memory and things like that. I'm not making excuses. I'm just telling you how I am, and I'm just sorry that I can't remember very important details. And you're a very important person for me. You know, you would think to yourself, like, fuck, if I'm that important, he would understand and you know, remember these things. But you know, as much as I try to make myself remember shit, like, I fucking don't remember it 5 minutes ago sometimes. And I don't understand why, but that's just how I'm wired in my brain. And it's not that I'm giving a fuck or anything. It's just like, fuck, dude. It's just something I've dealt with my whole life. It's amazing to me that I even got my insurance license. I don't even fucking understand how I got that. But, you know, it's amazing to me that I even graduated high school. You know, it's like, and did some college. It's fucking amazing. So it's like, I'm just like, and I'm very sorry about this, you know. I'm sorry. Like, I would be very bothered by that too, if that happened to me too. And I have been by other people. I have been, but I sit there and I go, well, fuck, man. You know, I'm the same way. Like, why am I gonna hold it against them? But I'm still upset about it. You know, it's fucking human, natural feeling to be upset about something like that.
Yeah, I think that's why I was, like, more upset about the other stuff.
Oh, I know, dude, look at, if that ever happens where, like, you told me some shit and you remind me, I will try very hard to remember it, you know, and if I don't remember, I'm not going to sit there and say, well, you're just lying. Like, no, I'll own up to it. I'll take responsibility for it. I'm not going to sit there and just call you a liar and be like, no, you never said that shit. Like, that's not okay. I'm not that guy either. Like, I'm not trying to be the guy who doesn't take responsibility for what he says when he said it, even if I didn't remember saying it. All I can say is that I fucked up. I'm sorry. Oh, goddamn. You know, it's like when you get upset with me for saying retard, like I said retard 25 times today at least. You know, it's like, oh, but it's important, though. It's like, I try hard, but it's, you know, like, I need you to not give me a hard time about things, because you know that they're not coming from a bad place. And it's like, what's important to me is how you understand me. I don't care about other people around me. You know, when I'm in front of a person that it matters, I'm very respectful and I try very hard. I've been in situations, I've been at dungeons. Okay, so in LA, the owner of Sanctuary is a transgender. Okay,
And in front of her, in front of my sir and his submissives and everybody in the fucking place, I referred to her as he. And I had just finished making this beautiful flower and did the ceremony and gave it to her and stuff. And I just was like, oh my God, what the fuck? I corrected myself so fucking hard and fast. I was so embarrassed. I felt so bad. And not even then, and I'm probably wrong for saying then, but not even, and I mean then, like all the people in the room that were there, that heard me, that looked at me with these fucking eyes of death, did they criticize me or say, dude, what the fuck, bro? How dare you? None of that. They were like, we understand. Not everybody's, you know, hip to the whatever, you know, the language. Not everyone's paying attention to it. And it's not that you don't care. It's just that you're not practicing this lifestyle like to that extent, or this way of interacting with these people who have chosen to take their lifestyle to this point. And it's like, I expect the same compassion I would have, or the same understanding to have for me. It's like, I have for the people, and it's like I think that's why that day I got upset with you when it happened in front of you, and you kind of just like, you were drilling me a little bit about it. I was like, dude, back off, like, the fuck? I know what's up, I'm not stupid. Like, I know what's going on with this whole thing, okay? I'm very respectful. And even to her, I said at one time, I fucking like almost got on my knees and apologized to her, and I was like, I'm so sorry for, like, you know, saying that. And even she was like, dude, you know, it happens sometimes. I know you're not like being like that. I'm like, well, I appreciate you understanding. I appreciate you being understanding and not giving me a hard time. But so it's like, for you to give me a hard time about it after I give myself a hard time, but it's like, nah, I'm not okay with that. You know, and that's how I felt about it.
You're holding on to that very tightly.
No, I'm not holding on to it. I'm using it as an example. Yeah, I was highly about a lot of things because it was like, you know, I get like that. You should listen to when I tell you that. When I get like that, I feel like I'm defending myself. It's because, like, I'm just getting into a position where I feel like I'm being cornered. And when I talk to you, I don't want to feel like I'm being cornered. And I'm trying to learn that when I'm talking to you, I'm not being cornered. I'm just talking about things with you. We're trying to get to understand each other. But we can't sit here and say, well, earlier you did. Like, I'm not trying to do that with you. I'm not trying to sit there and say, well, earlier. But bring something up because I'm trying to make an example out of it. I'm not hammering it into your head or trying to, like, remind you of it to make you mad or, like, to, you know, drag. I don't know what the fuck I'm trying to say anymore. But the point is, like, I was just trying to make a point. I hope I made it. If I didn't, let me know, and I'll see if I can make it again.
I think I brought it back up because, like, you know, it's only been in the span of one conversation that we've had this. You know what I mean? It's not like, you know, you said those things to me 3 days ago and I'm mad about it now. You want me to talk about it right now? I'll talk about it right now.
I get it. For some things, I'm going to be really easy about it. Like, I'm just going to talk about it for a few seconds, and then I want to talk about it anymore. I'm over it. And when I say over it, I mean, like, I understand what happened. I processed it. Like, it's over and done in my head. And, like, but if it's not over and done in your head, like, then you should talk about it until it's over and done in your head. But, like, I don't want to talk about something and then come back to it later, you know? Because that makes me feel like we haven't fixed it, or we haven't, like, done something about it. And it's like, and to me, that's like, it's like fake. It's like, oh, what the fuck, dude, you know? I will always give you the clarity and the things that you need when I'm very calm. I can think better, I can process things, but when I feel like I did something wrong and I'm not even sure what I've done wrong, like, I'll get like that. And
it could be either you're making me feel like that, or it could just be like I'm exaggerating in my head, like I'm just going to like DEFCON 5, like, oh shit, what the fuck did I do? You know, it's funny because Tim does that same thing. Like, I won't talk to him for like 2 seconds, and I'll like kind of like smirk and like shy away from him, and he'll like 4 seconds, and he's like, bro, are we good? Did I do something to upset you? And I'm like, bro, that's like the 10th time you asked me in the last 10 minutes. Like, dude, we're good. You know, I do that shit, you know? So it's like, I don't get mad at him. Like, I used to annoy the fuck out of him. Like, bro, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, stop bugging me about this shit. But then that would just further, you know, antagonize his ideas or his feelings about what the fuck I just told him a while ago. You know, he'd be like, oh, see, you are mad at me. What the fuck, dude? And I'm like, no, you're poking at me too much. Like, leave me alone. Get the fuck away from me or something, you know? And it's like, I get like that too. So it's like, I fucking have to back down and be like, oh, dude, look at this, and then give him reassurance and be like, bro, this is how it went down. So you understand that I'm not, I'm mad at you for, you know, nothing could have possibly happened for me to be upset. He's like, okay, bro, okay, cool. You know, and it's followed by, thanks for understanding or for taking the time to clarify things. I hope I'm not annoying. I'm like, even if you were annoying, I would do it. You're my friend, and I love you, and I care very much about you. And that's the whole point of being a friend. That's the whole point of being close with your brother, is that like you'll be there for them no matter what, however mad they make you, you know. And that's how I feel about you. Doesn't matter how mad you'll make me, I'll still shut up and listen to you. Even if I interrupt you sometimes, I will always still sit down and listen to you. At some point, I will shut up and listen to you and really listen to what you have to say, and not make it about what I feel or how I think about it. Even though I feel some way about it and I'm thinking some way about it, but make it more so about what you're telling me and what it is that you're feeling. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I want.
And that's what I'm giving you. But we miscommunicate a lot, you know. And I just hope that we can get really good at communicating. And I think communicating is probably the wrong word. I think understanding each other's language and how we speak to each other and what we say and when we say it and how we say it, so that we know, like, all right, this is a moment where, like, I need to like shut this off, and let me turn this on in my head so I can understand it a little bit better, because I'm really not getting what she's saying, or it really sounds like she's, you know, making it about something that I think is not probably the case. You know, I think these are the things that I need to like bring up more in conversations with you for me to understand really where you're coming from and where you're trying to get at. It may not, maybe at the time you didn't see it, and maybe you're seeing it now, or whenever you do see it, because I honestly, when you're mad or you're upset or like something's bothering you, even if it's not me or whatever it is in your life that's bothering you, sometimes you don't have the best clarity on certain things, and you won't be able to see it in that moment. Just like I won't be able to see it, you know, over the phone, like not talking to you, that like, you're not really upset with me, it's just life has got you by the ball, and now it's fucking you up, you know? So. I just, it's all, that's why I'm always saying, it's all about communication. When I say I communicate a lot, it's like I try to talk to you about as many things as possible so I can get a real read on what's going on, or like, you know, but sometimes like my immaturity kicks in, or stubbornness kicks in, or just like neurosis, if that's the word, right word, I mean, you know, not, kicks in, and you know, I'll be a bitch, dude, you know, and I'll be like, fuck you, I don't want to talk to you, I don't want to hear you, not right now, I don't want to talk over you, whatever. But then that can only go so far, and it's like I've learned that, like, you know, you do that once and then you shut up after, like, you don't need to keep doing it, because then you will get hung up on, people will say, go fuck yourself, you know, and it's like, I don't want that. So, you know, I learned to shut up whenever you have to, you know, and let you speak and really listen to you, not just let you speak, but listen to you intensively, you know. Well, I owe it to you to respect. I don't give you that, but what the fuck do we have? We have nothing.
Yeah, that's
feeling
disrespected. I was.
I'm sorry that it made you feel that way. I wasn't trying to do that at all.
Yeah,
Listening to a podcast with this woman, she's a black woman, you know, so she's like talking with her black swag and shit. She sounds so cool too. She's like, I married me a 6'1" bottle of wine. You cannot piss this boy out, you cannot make him mad, you cannot make him nervous.